You are hearing the voice of Sacramento. Reach us at area code 916-456-5199.
And yes, indeed, it is time to twirl once again. Good afternoon. This is Twirl, the finest music from the rock era. I'm Mike Lidskin, and you're listening to Sacramento's community radio station, The Voice, 96.5 FM, KUBU, here in Sacramento, California, and wherever you are at twirlradio.com. Hello, are you enjoying the beautiful spring-like weather? Okay, I might be rubbing some of you the wrong way, but in California, believe it or not, it's like 72 degrees out. It's sunny, beautiful, just was out and out and about the town, and wow, just magnificent. I've got a great show for you today because in about 3 minutes, we'll be chatting with Erica Rose. She's a Los Angeles-based singer-songwriter, and she put out a wonderful album called Wave Function, and it's kind of interesting because it seems like it's got a split personality, and we'll explore that with Erica, and we'll hear a few of her songs. And let's get started right now. The song we're going to hear to start things off by Erica Rose, Oh, the Day, Then the Night, here on Twirl Radio.
Woke up at a bed like the alarms say. Ain't gonna feel like I wanted to be sleeping instead. Shiving like I hope to pause and play the day. And the day carried on anyway. So I got ready for work like it mattered. Left my lover asleep like it mattered. Bugged my car. Like I never lost, oh, breaking me.
Morning breaks
96.5 FM, KUBU, The Voice, with Erica Rose and Oh the Day, Then the Night. And she's our special guest this hour. And here she is all the way from, I'll let her tell you, Erica Rose, how are you doing today?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me, Mike.
Oh, my pleasure. And you're based in Los Angeles, but word on the street is that you're somewhat closer right now.
I am. Coming to you from Oakland, California at the moment.
Wow, so some greatness in our neighborhood. This is very, very cool. So what brings you to Oakland? It's in Northern California. I wasn't expecting that.
Well, I actually spend a good deal of time up here because my boyfriend and I moved in together up here. So I still maintain my music life and everything down in Los Angeles, but I also am spending time in the Bay Area. So split my time between the both.
Wow, split personalities, you know. And you are working on recording projects up in Northern California too, you'd mentioned offline.
Yeah, we are working on recording a debut album for a project called Deer County that we're working on together.
That's very, very exciting. So you released an album recently. It's called Wave Function, and your band name is Erica Rose and is it Ellipses? Dots? How do you call this? What do you call this band name?
I call it the dot, dot, dots. Yeah. It could be the ellipses, but we roll with the dot, dot, dots.
Okay, we're rolling with the dot, dot, dots. Typographically, not as well looked upon, but you know, musically it works for me. What's the name?
It's rock and roll, you know. It's
you got to step outside that box sometimes. So what's the band name refer to, the dot, dot, dots?
Well, for a while we went by several different names. So it would be Erica Rose and the this, Erica Rose and the that. And at some point, one of my dear friends, we were sitting around and she just wrote it down on a piece of paper and she said, Erica Rose and the dot, dot, dots, like this. And wow, it stuck basically. And we let all those other names go and here we are.
And it's actually a great name. It's kind of open-ended, so it can mean anything. I think I like that best about it.
And that's why it actually did seem apropos because, you know, the dot, dot, dots is a constantly evolving thing. And there's some people that have been, you know, part of it for a long time. There's some people that have come in and out of it. And it referred to the process as well.
I like it. I like it. Now, are you from Los Angeles originally? Are you a native?
I am indeed a Valley girl.
Oh, see, I'm giving you virtual high fives. You can see it, but listeners can't because I'm from the Valley. And, you know, as everybody knows, there's only one the Valley.
Exactly.
That's why we speak with the same accent and everything. Or lack thereof.
Exactly. We talk like TV, as my boyfriend says.
Yeah, that's so funny because a musician friend of mine, I was chatting with him on Skype, Joe Algieri. He's in Western Australia, and his kids were listening to the show. And he said, oh, Mike, he's in the United States. He talks just like TV. It was the funniest thing that you'd say that.
Yeah, but not all the United States talk like TV. Isn't that true?
This is very true. We have a zillion accents here. So Wave Function, to my ears, it sounds like two albums in one because it's kind of got a more rockin' sound for the first half of it, and then it gets maybe a little more moody about halfway through. That sounds like it's perhaps by design.
That is correct. We actually worked on this album and designed it specifically for vinyl.
Ah.
So it was one of those things where I was writing songs. Some of them were up-tempo and fun, and others were moody and much more down-tempo. And I was feeling like it was a very, you know, split group of songs. And then my producer, Daniel Garcia, who I work with, he said to me, well, maybe we should just roll with this concept. And then it was this light bulb moment where I thought, oh, okay, well, we could do this as a vinyl record and we could have multiple covers and one side is one mood, the other side's a completely different mood. And so we just went with that idea and thought it might be nice to encourage people to listen to the album as a whole, as opposed to it just being, you know, that one song or the other song, you know, to sit down and have it be an experience.
I like that. And that's definitely the old vinyl experience. I remember one of my kids when she was in high school mentioned that, you know, she's listening to some of my old classic rock CDs, and she said, it's kind of funny, it just sounds like the whole theme and mood changes about halfway. And I explained that, yes, that's what they did in the old vinyl days. It was like two albums in one, two artistic pieces.
Yeah, I think it's kind of fun to experiment with that, and I think it it's a somewhat dying art to really play with the whole concept of an album, because people are much more inclined to just gravitate towards singles these days. Mm. But I a lot of my love of music comes from timeless records from many moons ago. So I wanted to do something along those lines. And also, you know, my producer is the same way as I am. And he loves the format of vinyl. So it all gelled for us to embark on this adventure.
See, that's really great. Now, is the vinyl for Wave Function available yet?
It is indeed. It's available on my site, which is just ericarose.com. And yeah, we sell it from there.
Very cool. And tell the listeners how to spell your name, because you have an unusual spelling of your first name.
Yes, my first name is actually Arrica.
So it's Erica Rose, ArricaRose.com. Very good. Now, the album cover, and of course, listeners can't see it, but they might be able to if they go online and find you.
Yeah.
It looks like there's two album covers in one. It almost, does that correspond with the two themes? You've got one hair up, flying in the air, the other one hair down, straight down.
It does indeed. The hair flying up in the air corresponds to the more lighthearted, fun, up-tempo side. And then if you flip it around, you see the down, I look a little more pensive, reflective, you know, that side corresponds to the more down tempo, moody side. Yeah.
I like it. I like that a lot. Just really, I didn't see it coming because I first listened to this in my car, but after a couple listens, I looked and I thought, oh, that's what she's doing here. That's very, very cool. So what was the recording process like for Wave Function? Did it take a long time or did it just fly right together? How'd that go?
We recorded Wave Function at Radio Hill in downtown LA, and it is the studio of my producer Daniel Garcia, and it's a boutique environment. And Dan is an amazing producer, engineer, and we recorded a lot of the basic tracks live, so those went by, you know, fairly quickly. And then we usually what we do is we record the basic tracks live, and then we set about with doing the overdubs and you know, got horns and strings and keys and all those things involved after that. So I wouldn't say it was a quick process. Especially also because I do split my time between being in the Bay Area and in LA. We, you know, we'll take breaks and sort of reflect upon what we have and where we're going, and then we'll, you know, reschedule some, you know, or not reschedule, but schedule some sessions and decide what we need to, you know, keep building upon the foundation that we had with the basic tracks. But we probably did work on this album, I would say, for like a good 6 months, but it wasn't, you know, straight across the board every day.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Now, is this the first album for you? Is this your debut, or are there others?
No. This would actually be my, I guess it'll be my fourth full length album.
Ah.
Yeah. I have a few others that I worked on. One I recorded out in Tucson, Arizona, at a studio called Wave Lab, called People Like Us, and then. After that, my next record, La La Lost, was actually when I started working with Daniel Garcia, and we also worked on Let Alone See together, which is the next full length, and then we worked on Wave Function. So yeah, so we've this is three albums deep of us being partners in crime.
Gotcha, so. Musical crime. So. Do the other ones have a similar style, or what was the style like? I guess what I'm getting at is, how have you evolved? Is this new one a departure, or how's it going for you musically?
Yeah, I think that I probably easiest to compare it to my last full length, which was Let Alone See, which I think was more predominantly down tempos with a few up tempos. But I really enjoyed doing both. And that's one of the inspirations for Wave Function, is, you know, feeling that sort of that schizophrenic, oh, but I like doing this. Wait, I like doing that. And feeling that desire to want to fulfill both inclinations. And And so I would say that Let Alone See has a little bit more of that down-tempo, moody quality to it. And also I think, though, with Wave Function, I really tried to push myself just to kind of evolve. That's always something that Daniel Garcia always says to me. He always says, you know, let's beat it. You know, even though you're potentially, you know, feel happy with what you've done and what you've created, he always says, next time we're going to beat it. You know, we're going to just push ourselves to do the most we possibly can do with the record. And then the next time after that, we'll push ourselves again. So I just really tried to, I think, push myself vocally on this album and to really, you know, take more chances, push myself to write more up tempos. So yeah, just trying to grow with every album.
Fantastic. Now that's a producer pushing you in that direction. I'm chatting with Erica Rose. She just put out a great album called Wave Function. Erica, why don't we take a quick break and listen to one of your songs? Which one shall we hear?
Speaking of, it would be great to listen to the song Love You Like That, which I actually co-wrote with Daniel Garcia.
Very good. Here we go. Love You Like That. Erica Rose and Love You Like That off of her album Wave Function. And we're chatting with Erica Rose right now. So, Erica, who would you count among your biggest musical influences?
This is a question that's always so difficult for me to answer because I have so many influences. But I usually just, you know, say the ones that come to mind first. I would say Patsy Cline is a huge one for me. The Velvet Underground. Harry Nilsson, Glenn Campbell, Television.
Wow.
Dusty Springfield. Yeah. Yeah. I could keep going, but I'll stop there.
No, that's actually an amazing range of influences. I can see why your musical choices for this album are so eclectic too. I mean, because that's all over the lot from moody to rockin'.
Yeah, I really do. I really love it all. I sometimes have to rein myself in to make sure everything fits together of what I'm doing. But yeah, I think I could have 7 different bands if I had enough hours in the day.
That would be a good thing too. So what influences your songwriting typically? Inspires might be the word.
Yeah. More often than not, I really pay attention to things that people say or things that I mishear or things that I read. And it, a lot of times it'll be phrases or words that I latch onto. And I'm a big fan of just kind of examining language in a way that maybe you're piecing words together and putting them into some context that you wouldn't necessarily normally hear them. And so I would say that that's a huge influence of mine, and that has inspired many a song for me. And then also I think that just have like certain melody will come to mind, and then trying to fit those kind of phrases that I keep in these journals of these ideas for songs. Definitely mood, the space I'm in inspires songs more often than not, you know, whether you're happy or sad or frustrated, you know, that's always I think songwriting in many ways has, you know, carried me through some of the more difficult times of my existence. So I'm grateful for it.
Well, as, you know, a tool. As a non-musician, listening to certain music has carried me through the difficult times. So I think you're providing the rest of us a service.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. Yeah, I think that I felt similarly about music when I was a kid and still do now, and it really helped me through difficult times. And I think I found a voice that I wanted to, you know, create these things that could help that it would help me through, and then hey, maybe it could help somebody else through, and then we're all happy.
That's truly a big thing that cannot be underestimated. So do you play out much? Have you got any live gigs coming up or anything you've done recently?
We just, the Dots and I just recently played the end of last year. And I'm hoping that we're going to be doing something down in LA this probably end of March. We don't have a definitive date yet. Actually just played last night as well with my other project that I've recently embarked on, Deer County. We played at Hotel Utah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so we did one of those gigs, and right now we're in the studio working on a Deer County release. So kind of focusing on that, and then hopefully going to put together some more touring for the spring.
That'd be great. Any chance you'll do more in Northern California?
Yes, most definitely. Yeah, that'll definitely be something that we make happen. Yeah.
Oh, that's really great. I'm chatting with Erica Rose. I can't believe our time is almost over. Can you tell my listeners once again how to find out more about you and your music?
Yes. Best place to go would be ericarose.com, and it's ARRICA rose.com, courtesy of my parents.
Well, you definitely stand out.
Yes, exactly. Thankfully, as long as you know the spelling, it's pretty easy to find us on the interwebs.
That's right. And so one last question. This is a very big, important question in my world. What's your favorite food?
I'm going to just say the first thing that came to my mind, olives.
You know what? They are so versatile. There's nothing wrong with olives. Especially when you stick them on your fingertips. That's even better.
You know, you know, some really good olives and a glass of wine. And I'm happy. I don't know.
Oh, that sounds so good. It's my own fault for asking you this. I'm getting hungry. Didn't have lunch. Getting an hour and a half away from Valentine's dinner. My own fault for asking you. Erica Rose, it's been an absolute delight chatting with you.
Thank you so much, Mike. I really appreciate you doing the interview and for having me. Yeah.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. Why don't we hear one more song of yours as we end the segment? What should we listen to?
Since we've been talking about the split life of mine of going back and forth between LA and the Bay Area, I thought it would be appropriate to listen to California on Repeat, which is very much about that journey.
There we go. Erica Rose and California on Repeat. Erica, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I left my heart there like a sunshine so easily draped. There's a freeway, maybe I'll arrive before the darkness turns to night. In an airplane, tiny miles of blues that carry me away from you. California on repeat, the nameless loop I might never leave. California like a radio song, learned all the words so I have to sing along. It ain't easy to love, it ain't easy to change, but it's easy to forget when you lost your way. 100 more miles, angels pay, but I'm missing what I left behind again. San Francisco, I've lived on the city with your eyes, your kindness in disguise, a beauty like a mistress. And there's a freeway, maybe I'll arrive before the darkness turns to night. Or an airplane, dining bars and blues there.
Something to say? Say it here. Your community voice. The voice of Sacramento.